Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. If you have solar panels, you'll be interested in this. 200,000 homes are affected by a glitch to solar panel meters. So thousands of homeowners, potentially 200,000, who have solar panels, are worried that they're going to lose money for electricity sold back to the grid because of a technical issue. Homeowners have discovered that the electricity they are exporting to the grid has not been displayed by ESB networks since May 25th. Now, the problem with that is, around May 25th, we had that glorious wall-to-wall sunshine. So I presume people had their apps out, if they have solar panels, and they were thinking, this is amazing, we're going to sell so much back to the grid. But that may not be the case. The Indo says the glitch could affect more than 200,000 households who have solar panels. I just got my solar panels on Tuesday. It hasn't stopped raining since. But I am giddy looking at the app and looking to see all that lovely electricity going into charging my car for free. But I'd be pretty annoyed with that wall-to-wall sunshine if I wasn't getting money back from the grid. I'm sure there's a way they can sort this out, but that's the main story from the Irish Independent. Irish Daily Mail on the front page says that Jack Chambers' department is being accused of being a dictatorship. So government departments run by Fine Gael ministers are going to cough up €75 million more than their Fianna Fáil counterparts to fund a bailout for the Department of Education. And now this is sparking allegations from ministers that Jack Chambers and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform are acting like a dictatorship. So it's a bit of a budget row ongoing, and the Mail covering it every single day. The Irish Sun, finally hope for our boys. Parents of children with a rare muscular condition say they're thrilled a miracle drug that could help them live years longer has been approved by the HSE. This is families of children with Duchenne muscular dystrophy who've waged a year-long campaign to get access to this drug, which is called Givinostat, I think is how you pronounce it. And Eilish O'Sullivan, whose two sons have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, has called it a momentous day. A particularly cruel condition. I know of some children who have had Duchenne and sadly passed away, and other parents struggling to get access to this drug, and they really are overjoyed and will say that this is life-changing. The Irish Examiner on the front page, ESRI has their report on energy support out today. Untargeted efforts by the government to cushion the blow of energy price hikes have done little to protect the most vulnerable while giving significant support to high-income households. So the struggling families are still struggling, and then those who are on high incomes say they're barely affected by energy price rises. So now the ESRI wants the government to use targeted energy support. Also staying with energy and climate, the Examiner tells us that Irish scientists are among a group of global experts who are warning that human activities pushed global warming to 1.37 degrees Celsius last year, and that'll rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius in 4 years' time. And that is that significant milestone where we're being warned that we really can't have a world warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. But apparently we are going to have that in 4 years' time. Inside the papers then, more cheerful news for a Friday. Householders are going to be hit with a series of financial blows in the coming weeks. So Charlie Weston and Grainne EA tell us that the move by the ECB to increase its lending rates are going to hit mortgage holders in the next couple of weeks. Although not many people are on a tracker mortgage anymore, but obviously when the ECB increases interest rates, it feels like everything goes up along with it. So you have the ECB hike, then we also have electricity prices going up next month. Electric Ireland, which has over a million users, is going to increase prices for electricity and gas next month. And then we also have fuel prices. Cuts to the excise duty on petrol and diesel, they're scheduled to end on July 31st. So essentially, you're facing a triple whammy of financial hits in the coming weeks. Maybe people who aren't facing a financial hit might like to buy a private beach in Dublin. This is in the Irish Times. If you're sick of the crowds at the 40 foot or tired of finding a space for your towel at Sea Point, well, you can swim in a personal sea of tranquility on your own private beach, which is for sale in Blackrock. It's very cheap as well, €250,000. Now, I assume that's the guide price and it'll go for a lot more. An auction house is bringing two sites on behalf of a private client, both of which offer direct access to the sea. You have your own private beach and a cove, and it's an unrivaled once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the agent says. It's called Maritimo Headland, and it extends to about 1.3 acres running along the Dart Line close to Blackrock Village. Not a hope that you're going to get that for €250,000, or that you can buy a house beside it for €525,000 either. But you can read more about that in the Irish Times. Apparently there's a lot of interest in it already. Actually, staying with beach news, in the Times of London, this is a pretty miserable experience in Sardinia. A public beach is banning the use of umbrellas by anyone who is under the age of 10, sorry, who's over the age of 10 and under the age of 65. So basically children and older people will be allowed to use beach umbrellas, but no one else will. The ban at this public beach in southeast Sardinia was introduced to help preserve a fragile ecosystem there because of storms and wildfires. Rather than banning umbrellas altogether, instead, families with small children or people over 65 can use the umbrellas. You have to pay a tenner for them, by the way, and now people are saying that you could rent a granny if you want to go to that particular beach. Quite a strange move there. That's in the Times of London. And finally, from the Sun, we have more ridiculous food news today, because the TV chef Tom Kerridge, who I think does a lot of stuff just to get headlines, but he's after introducing a new burger that you don't eat with your hands. You eat the burger with a knife and fork, and the burger alone is going to cost you €32. He's flogging the burger at his pub, The Coach, in Marlow, in UK. In the UK, the burger comes with soy and sesame chicken, Asian slaw and smoked cheddar, but it's really tall and has no bottom bun. So you can't eat it with your hands. You have to eat it with a knife and fork. And of course, the whole idea with a burger is that you can eat it with your hands. That's what they were created for, but you eat it with a knife and fork. This guy famously has fish and chips at his pub, and he charges €42 if you can want to go there. It's kind of a bar that you sit at in Harrods in London, and it's £42 for fish and chips. Someone said, I need a bank loan to pay for it. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.